Podcast.
What's good, everybody? This is Durag Discussions. Here with my boy Tev again.
Back again,
what's
man.
Deal? What's the deal?
Good to be here, fam.
You know what I'm saying? Black brother. Ain't no need for intros. You know us. This is your third episode on here now at this point. And I'm tired of introducing myself to you niggas at this point. You feel me? If you know me, you know me. If you don't, shit, go back and figure it out. But we're going to jump right in. We're going to start off with, first of all, I mean, I feel like we could start it off with you bringing really the news.
Oh, yeah. We got an announcement.
Yeah, we got an announcement.
Go ahead. Got an announcement.
It's your announcement.
Yeah, it's a huge announcement. So after the second time I was on the podcast, Bryce called me amped up. He was like, bro, I just edited it. Like, I'm amped. Like, you crushed it. You killed it. You murdered that shit. He was like, bro, I want to give you the torch. I'm like, damn, that's tight. Because I feel like, shoot, I'm just on here trying to better myself in a way still.
I had to help him realize it.
Yeah.
This was going to be his baby now.
Yeah. He was like, I'm willing to pass you the torch. When I hear pass the torch, I'm like, okay, this is goes from this person straight to this person.
Right.
So talk to him. I was like, I don't know about passing a torch, but even though I know you'll still be hands-on and everything, just build a team. So first member of the team now, your boy. Happy to be here, man. It's a blessing, for real. Thank you, bro.
He brought that idea of the team, and I loved the idea. Mm-hmm. I loved it because it was like, damn, that's, first of all, that's work for everybody.
More creativity.
Even on top of that, yeah, the creativity and to build a team, especially a team that I trust, because really this podcast is my baby still. And I'm only going to let people I love, people I trust, people whose creativity and minds are just through the roof, I'm only going to let them, you know what I'm saying, because it takes a village.
Let them touch
it. You know
what
I'm saying? So that brings us to the word synergy.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across, actually, my boy, shout out Junebug, actually talked to him about being part of the team a little bit too. But
hell yeah.
He said, look up the word synergy. Look up the word synergy. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. And we sat here. And the prefix for synergy is syn, which means together. S-Y-N, which means together. So it's energy together. And root words of it in Greek mean our sun, which means together. So sun means together in Greek. And ergon, which means work, which created synergos, I guess, in Greek. But it means working together. It means feeding off one another. So this episode is going to be called... Actually, no. We thought at first this episode was going to be called...
Should have been called this...
The Synergistic Effect.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And you said...
I was going to think back to the previous episode... of the Growing Pains. If y'all ain't seen or heard Growing Pains, go listen to it, please.
It's 2 hours. Please. You can split it up between whenever you're in the car, whatever you got to do before you go to sleep. But
just listen to it.
It's valuable information.
This ties into it. It definitely ties into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't even think about it till right now. Yeah, to sitting here right now.
Everything seems to make sense now that this nigga done showed up.
Huh? Yeah. I tend to do that, bro. I'll take that. Thank you.
Thank you.
We were saying that... Oh, this is in the definition, huh?
Yeah, exactly. The last episode, we were talking about how you helped me realize.
Oh, yeah, that everything is reliant on something else in this world. Mm-hmm. And then it's crazy we come to the
synergistic.
Yeah,
it's
just.
It's
using, like, the, I guess, resources that were provided for mm-hmm. us that are here. And that still goes into literally everything you could think about, bro.
Yeah. So when we said last week or whatever, where we try to be so independent in a dependent world.
Yeah.
It's really we try to be so independent in a synergetic world.
Mm. Relying off it, other energies. Yeah. As a human, yes.
Exactly.
As a human, this is more, like, I guess, approachable for us.
In depth, spiritually, emotionally, yeah.
Yeah.
But really, the greatest definition that we read was...
The whole is greater than the sum of its part. So, when the episode comes out, you guys will see the title of it. Because the whole is definitely greater than the sum of its parts. You know?
Absolutely.
This team is now better. I'm not trying to, you know, toot my own horn, absolutely, but it's better because it's more creative.
You can hear that from my lips.
Yeah, exactly.
Directly. Like, it is better.
Because
it has a meaning, more, it has a purpose, all of that now. Mm-hmm. Not that it didn't before, but now that purpose is to help.
Yeah.
And that's important.
Yeah.
That's important.
All good intentions, bro.
Platform is that.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was a great intro.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
but we're going to talk about this Super Bowl, bro. I'm gonna let you just take it.
I don't think the Super Bowl was Mahomes' fault. He gets a lot of hate for how his team performed because he is a leader, captain, is a quarterback of the football team, head honcho. But I don't think that's his fault, bro. He ran, he evaded, I think, 497 yards. He's in scramble yards. Away from the Bucks defense.
Those next gen stats are so
good. Exactly. The freaking touchdowns that they were supposed to catch hit two receivers in the face mask. I'm not gonna name names. Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce.
And a running back, so it was really three players.
Oh, yeah.
In the fucking grill.
In the grill. For touchdowns. For touchdowns.
Goodness.
In the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowl, so that's not his fault mm-hmm. at all.
So it was really Mahomes versus the Chiefs.
Yes. Literally, him versus his teammates.
He's fighting, really, he was fighting against two different teams.
Yeah, and the refs,
mm-hmm.
because that is a whole
And the refs couldn't scramble. Help him, but they definitely could have helped the Chiefs.
Yes.
Purely off of me, from what I saw, a lot of defensive pass interference
yep.
that couldn't have been caught anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was
uncatchable
could have definitely
pass.
Been deemed uncatchable.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I think they took that first one mm-hmm. and first two mm-hmm. and really ran with that shit. And it's the Super Bowl. You're just supposed to let these motherfuckers just play.
Go play.
Just let them play. And some of them, it was like,
dang.
I don't know. You could have.
Let's talk about
say, fuck it.
The other team's quarterback.
Tom Brady.
We got some good and some bad. What should we give first?
Mm.
Let's talk about the bad. Let's talk about the bad. Because let's end on the high note with Brady. For Brady. The only thing I did not appreciate about Brady's actions in the Super Bowl, bro, was the way he was coming at the Honey Badger.
I didn't like that.
I didn't like it. Didn't like it because... Previous matchups, Honey Badger showed nothing but respect because, you know.
Nobody disrespects
Tom Brady and get away with it.
Right.
Because some people have tried, but it's Brady. When it comes to football, he's the greatest quarterback.
Exactly. You could tell, even with as much barking as he was doing, yeah, that's the most we've ever seen him bark.
Ever.
But if y'all know football, you should see that he was throwing towards this nigga every play.
Every single play.
There was a point where they came out of a commercial break or whatever it was, and this nigga screaming, No. Yep. Same. Yep. Same yep. fucking play. Yep. And then they go and run the play. And it's a seam route straight at the honey badger. Flag is thrown.
Yep.
Then on the next play, what was it? The actual touchdown catch.
Mm-hmm. They were going
at, right at honey badger again.
It's and then crazy the first what half, they do. Went at
Rashad. Rashad.
What Breland? Is he? What number is he?
21.
Deuce one.
He was. He kept had calling a day.
He had his number. He had his number.
He had a day.
Yeah. But
he's still crying to this day about that game.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean,
he in his room with the lights off, like.
If he's even in his room, bro. If I was him, I can't be in the States. I gotta go. Vacay. It's time to go.
Because he got torched, dipped on.
Oh, yeah. Stepped on. Leonard Fournette was putting him through a blender. All of that. A blender. Bro.
All of that.
Dang. All of that. I didn't even think about the running backs. It's yet.
Tragic.
Yeah.
The running backs were non-existent for plays. The Chiefs.
Yeah, nobody showed up for the Chiefs. Mahomes showed up.
But the Bucks, their backfield worked wonders. It was perfect. Yes. It was perfect.
And
I think they should have been, like, they were giving them drives. Like, they would give Ronald Jones a drive. Mm-hmm.
And then Leonard Fournette a drive. If you interchange that,
I think he should.
It would be even more dynamic.
Oh, okay, bet. It's 3rd and 2.
Put both them niggas in. Put both
boom,
them
boom, 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 boom.
Let me go.
And then Rojo. Stretch it out with Ronald.
You said it's 2nd and 3? Here, Rojo.
Right. Exactly. Yep. So I think that's how I would have done it.
Yep.
Shit, it worked.
The coaches on the Bucks.
Ooh, defense.
Let's talk about like history.
Brother.
For one.
Bulls, man. You that nigga.
Yep. And you building a nigga defense like I called what I called it the other day.
You did say that.
It's a nigga defense. You could tell it's a different type of dog that they instill in their players and the Bucks. They're
like, we don't then, care if yeah, we're smacking you, we don't we're care. Still about to come at you we for don't our care. Own pride. For our own pride.
Don't care.
So I could watch it on film afterwards. Mm-hmm. Not to show nobody. Just for me.
So I could be pleased.
Mm-hmm. Just to make me smile.
Because it's up here, bro.
That's really how
people
it is.
People don't
though.
Understand that. Football That's is really how mental. It is. It's a lot more mental than it is physical.
Straight out.
A lot more, bro.
But would you say that it was rigged? Because think about everything that went right for
anything
them.
That
the Bucks got bailed out in a way, right? Because the refs. Then the Chiefs' performance was terrible.
Yes.
Then
and it was the Chiefs ain't been playing like that all year.
And they had home field advantage.
Yeah, that is huge with a bunch of crowds. I mean, a bunch of people in the crowd.
And then the story is, oh, Tom Brady wins at home, first year switching.
First year.
Without Belichick.
Yeah.
I mean, who's to say it's not like somebody nudged some things to go right?
Oh, no, for sure. I think anything Tom Brady related now is rigged. Maybe
Same
not,
thing with LeBron.
Maybe not exactly. Maybe not early in their careers. But now, when you get the GOAT effect, things start changing. I mean, maybe it just looks like that for us.
Yeah,
from the outside looking in.
I don't want to, of course, we don't want to, like, diminish but that shit looks, what they've
yeah,
done.
Because they are great. Absolutely. They're really, really great. But,
you can't help but think, this shit is too good to be true.
Because,
is anything go bad?
It's unnatural, almost.
Exactly.
And they might just be that great, bro.
So we're not going to ask the question.
Yeah.
Then.
I mean.
Can we? Are we allowed to?
Ask. I don't care.
I don't know if it's rigged.
Hmm.
I feel like it is.
I feel like it has
and
been.
Without them
I feel
knowing,
like it has
I
been.
I think without them knowing it's rigged.
Fuck, them niggas know.
I don't think so.
The deflate gate.
Facts.
That's all I gotta say. Them niggas know.
That's true. Gronk, all that.
Yes. Even all Aaron. Let me not. Sorry. I was finna act up.
But on a little deeper note,
mm-hmm.
we wanted to speak about, so there's rumors that Lauren London was pregnant, gossip really,
mm-hmm.
And it wasn't true. She came out on Twitter, stopped the rumors.
Which she shouldn't have to do.
Yeah, take it.
Period. Anybody that's grieving, I don't think should have to go through that, especially a woman who lost her soulmate. Anybody that loses anybody is bad, but y'all know what I'm saying. especially in this situation. We know her stance on how she feels about Nip, how she felt about Nip, how she feels still about feels. Nip. Yeah, like yeah, I said first. Yeah.
Even more
feels. Yeah. Just taking, like,
understanding
her peace away from her in a sense, you know? Because grieving is tough, man. She said it in a tweet I think she took down. It's a circle. I feel like it has to be complete. I can't give you those steps. You grieve in your own way. But it's a circle. You start in a place maybe of, like, acceptance, you know, of this person's passing on. And then I guess you just maneuver in your own steps how you will figure out how you could cope with, like, grievance.
Yeah. She took that tweet down, too. Mm-hmm. But the tweet was like, it said something like, basically, I said my piece. In my own words, of course. I said my piece, whatever. I'm done with it. Now, let me go back to my grieving circle.
Mm-hmm.
So, whether that be her support system, her daily routine. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Her loved ones, whatever it is.
Could be anything that she does, bro. Mm-hmm. Like her, like, I guess you could, not like, her routine, we'll say, for her steps of grieving. I also feel that it shouldn't be rushed, not even by, like, people on the outside trying to rush you. It's with you rushing yourself just because how the world could be moving at the time. And what you might have to get done, you still have to take care of, like, what you're going through, you know? Yeah. Rose is just going to come more and more baggage, like we talked about in the other episode, just suppressing it, you know, which is not good. I see it.
At least to addiction to things.
Yeah, exactly.
You won't even notice.
Though, yeah, that you were still hurt, you know, because you never chose to take that challenge face on and deal with it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and take your time. There's no time limit on how long you should, how long you shouldn't grieve. Don't let anybody rush your own processes, you know, because you know what you need
and more than anybody else. Don't rush anybody's process.
Yes.
That's something I'm learning.
Yeah. With everything, let them go through. Let people be their people, like their own, like person.
I know you want them to be themselves and you can't rush it, though. No. It's... Because then that just puts more on them, and then they feel as though you're part of... You're something they got to worry about now because now you're attached to that hurt, that, and you're trying to heal them while they're trying to heal them.
They're trying to heal themselves.
And that goes back to the last episode of, like, you just gotta let people heal on their own, in their own
give
way.
Give them time and space. Just as we are.
Some of us don't. Some of us go and be by ourselves. Some of us
it's like need
to be around people.
It's like a sense of putting ourselves in their shoes. Because I know when I want to take my time with something, I would hate for my processes to be rushed.
Yeah, it makes me mad when I'm rushed.
Exactly. Because it's like you're throwing me off, so I'm going to have to retract and go back a little bit.
Like, and then now keep going really forward. About to detach.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So allow people to have their spaces, whether it's, a brother, a friend, a significant other, you know, anything. No matter who the person is, give them that time, give them that space. This is something I got to work on, too. I feel like I'm the messenger.
He's just very good messenger. At seeing himself.
Yeah. I see where I hold myself accountable for, like, a lot of my actions. Which is something I learned from my parents. And I'm happy I learned that.
Accountability is a whole other thing. I'm going to write that down.
Life.
That's the next episode. Accountability.
Damn. Yes.
Yeah, accountability. We don't even got the time.
Nah, we don't got time today to go into it. But just holding myself accountable leads to, like, I guess a lot less surprises in a way. But life has its surprises. You can't really put anything on that. Leads to less... I would say less time that I'm in my own head, for one.
Facts.
Because it just takes away from it takes that time away. It doesn't even give that right. any time of day. Shit, I don't even remember what I was about to say.
No doubt, no worries. Yeah. Really, if you're accountable and, you know, you can't blame nothing on nobody,
nobody else.
Anything that happens to me, I know, like, it took me a while to figure that out. So for you, for me to hear you say shit like that, it's just like, fuck, it blows my mind. But
it's humbling yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Knowing when to humble yourself. Because at times you, I mean.
A lot of us pick fights that we can't. Yes, that
you don't even want. You don't even. Right. You don't even think you want.
And but you just become, can't help yourself.
And that person might be in a place of the last straw, and it becomes something way different. So now you're living now in you're that
pushing
small
somebody bit. Away exactly. that you really
you
want
to bring closer, exactly. that you need to bring closer.
And you can't even express it. And you're just like, what the fuck? Like, but I'm still mad at this
mad.
motherfucker. It's like, but, I can't be wrong. I know I'm not wrong. I wouldn't be this mad if I was wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but let's wrap up this episode with word of encouragement, whatever you got.
Man, one thing I always tell, like, my friends in their respective fields. Some of my friends are entrepreneurs like myself. Some of them are in school. Whatever they choose to do, I just tell them to keep going. Just keep going. Because once you stop, everything else progresses. And people are progressing. The world is nonstop. It will never stop. It will never wait for you. It will never wait for me. It will never wait for anybody, you know? So I got times I need to get on myself about not stopping, you know? Because I could preach it to everybody else all day long. That's the easy part. Me applying it to my own life is a little more challenging, you know? Because I'm set in my ways. Definitely am. I'll admit that. But, yeah, just keep going. And whatever you do, keep going.
Absolutely. Mine will be, don't limit yourself. Like, I found out, like, this morning that I got, talent that I never would have figured out. You know what I'm saying? So.
Just tapping into different aspects of yourself.
Yeah. It's good. And it's rocky, it's shitty, it's, you know, it fucks up, but it's like.
Something. It's yeah, like, you know I can see something.
And I know I can work at whatever I work whatever at. You know that whatever you work hard at, whatever. You put time into whatever you have passion for, it'll always show in your work and the results and the solutions. So don't limit yourself. Don't just do your job. Do a hobby, then pick up another hobby.
Yeah.
Make time for this, make time for that. And by the time you look up, you're going to be this well-rounded individual that could really be anywhere in any room.
Anywhere.
And on top of that, you're going to have connections that you never thought you'd ever have.
Hell yeah, bro.
That's helpful and just fucking dope. You know what I'm saying? That's just some cool shit to have on your jacket.
That's what I was going to say. Going into not just doing your job, doing more than your job, bro. Because what we feel like is our job is what we set our limit to ourselves.
Yeah.
You know? You never know what you... I don't know what I'm capable of.
Right.
You don't. Until you... I don't know how. Try. Yeah. I don't know how to unlock that. Yeah. Of where, like, damn. Well, I know anything is possible. I could do anything. But, like, I don't know all of my full capabilities, bro.
You just got to try it, man. Yeah. That's all it is. Try.
Brain is powerful.
That's the whole thing with life, too. Try it and take a risk.
Yeah.
Don't be scared to look stupid.
It's okay to look stupid.
Don't care what nobody thinks about you. Just take it and run with it. Mm-hmm. And even when you make something and you think it's whack, what I've realized, actually, there might be somebody out here that likes that.
Yeah, because you judge yourself a lot harder. I judge myself a lot harder than anybody.
Hold yourself to a high standard at all times, but.
So some shit I think is, horrible. Which, shit. This nigga be telling me to relax all the time. Bro, just chill out. Like, just relax.
About little shit.
Little
shit. Just now, what was it?
I spilled the fucking water. I'm like, I don't make spills, bro. Like, I don't. It's like, it's a fucking spill.
The nigga was hot.
I'm like, fuck.
He's like, ugh. I'm like, nigga, relax, bro. I'm like, chill. Calm down.
It's accidents. Like, these are avoidable. Things like that are avoidable, which I like to avoid.
Yeah. And I'd be the same way.
Just mad as fuck over little shit.
I'm trying to remember. I think I dropped what did I drop? Something at the crib. It was
I dropped like some water, some juice or something on the ground, right? It was juice. And I'm like, fuck, shit. Damn, I'm not hurt. I'm
nothing
not,
happened. Nothing. Like, literally nothing happened. Like,
fuck. I just walk out the room, go upstairs. Like, man, change real quick. Shit. Had to just cool off. And JoJo was just like, just relax.
Like, you could just go wipe it up with some paper towels.
Yeah, just calm down.
Like, literally. And it's like, I spilled water. I didn't even spill it on myself. Well, I spilled it on my hand.
And I said the same thing you said. I don't do shit like this. I don't drop shit. Nigga, my coordination on
point. But we can't say what we don't do, you know.
Right. So exactly. Everybody fuck up, so.
Everybody fucks up.
Take it on the chin and, you know.
Keep chucking.
So, that's another episode.
That's it, man. I'll see y'all. Shit, we'll see y'all soon.
Very often and very soon.
Very frequent, man. Excited.
Appreciate you, G.
Appreciate you, bro.
Love. Yeah. We're going to be back. This is going to be like an all damn week thing.
Yeah.
I woke this nigga up early as fuck this morning. I felt bad as shit.
I be up. Today, I just wasn't up. Nigga went to sleep late. My cousin came and we was just chilling. What we call chilling.
There you go.
That nigga was here at like 12. I'm like, bro, it's way past my bedtime. It's way past my bedtime, bro.
It's time.
I need to go to sleep. Or else I'd have been up when you called me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have been up. But
hey, that's that.
That's that.
Appreciate y'all. Go follow, subscribe. Like, comment, share it. Share it out. Share it out. Yep. Get new people to check us out. And yeah.
That's it.
Hey, if y'all got any, like, requests, if y'all got ideas, like, feel free to fucking say some shit.
Yeah, throw some shit out.
For real. Because like, we shit's an open panel.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, we take all.
We are taking all requests. No cap, so.
All suggestions.
Yeah. One. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
We're open to all suggestions.
Everything.
Don't be everything. Y'all on there with some crazy shit talking about, should I kill this bitch? No, nigga,
no.
You shouldn't.
No. Hey.
We can't vouch for that.
Yeah, we can't.
We can't vouch for that.
I mean, I could try.
I could try to understand, yeah, but.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't get on that boat.
Yeah. I'm not driving that boat.
I'm not driving that boat.
I'm not going to drive that boat.
Oh, shit. But that's it, man. Good episode, and y'all going to hear from us soon.
Yep.
That's that.
That's that. This is the Durag Discussion.